death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you.
And the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting,
might be crying,
you might be worrying. Break, would you just take a moment out to pray for me? because I'm going to be praying for you. One God. Now, you know what's going to happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody and tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
Watch God change me.
Won't it change? Won't it change? I'll pray for you. You pray for me.
Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to kindly thank you everyone for joining us this morning. It is 10 minutes after the hour. That was a great song coming from Bishop Paul this morning, entitled Be Blessed. We must pray for one another, and we know that God will definitely change things. I'm going to offer a prayer before we go into our special 2-hour gospel spiritual music today. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, let thy will be done on earth as you have it be done in heaven. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is sin and evil. For we know that thine is the kingdom, and all power and glory is entrusted in your hand, Lord Father. Once more again, Lord Father, we are bowed and praising your name, Lord Father. Praising you, Lord Father, for life, health, and strength, Lord Father, as we go on this brand new day, Lord Father. Pray, Lord Father, thanking you, Lord Father, for our last night's sleep, Lord Father. As we slumbered and slept, Lord Father, we want to thank you, Lord Father, that no form of description, Father, fell upon us, Lord Father, in the home or enclosure that we were in and resting in, Lord Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. Lord Father, bright early this morning, thank you, Lord Father, for the angel that touched us and enabled us to open our eyes to see a brand new day, Lord Father. A brand new day, Lord Father, that we've never seen before, Lord Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord, Father, that we had the activities of all our limbs and they were working in their respective manner, Lord, Father. We was able, Lord, Father, to get up and clothe ourselves and just say thank you, Lord, Father, knowing that someone did not have that opportunity, Lord, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord, Father. We were able, Lord, Father, to sit at the table, Lord, Father, to prepare a meal for ourselves, to nourish ourselves for this brand new day, Lord, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord, Father. Thank you, Lord, Father, for enabling us, Lord, Father, to do your will in this day, Lord, Father. Lord, Father, we pray upon the sick and afflicted, Lord, Father, knowing that, Father, that someone's in the hospital, maybe into some health situation, Lord, Father, knowing that, Lord, Father, you have all the power in your hand, Lord, Father, for a healing upon them, Lord, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord, Father. Thank you, Lord, Father, for everyone, Lord, Father. Go upon the nursing home, Lord, Father, knowing that we have elderly there, Lord, Father, that need your arm around them, Lord, Father, knowing that, Lord, Father, they have been on this earth a long time, Lord, Father. We want to praise them for their effort on this earth, Lord, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord, Father. As we pray, Lord, Father, we want to go upon each home, Lord, Father, knowing that it's a situation that someone may be going through today, Lord, Father, knowing that you should call upon your name, Lord, Father, and get upon your knees and pray upon your name, Lord, Father, knowing that you will be a way maker out of any situation, Lord, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord, Father. And when we have gone the last mile away on this journey of the earth, we ask, Lord, Father, you give a home somewhere in your kingdom, Lord, Father. We're not asking for the best seat in your kingdom, but somewhere in your midst, Lord, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord, Father. And we want to pray upon your name, Lord, Father, and upon your Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, we're going to go back into our music. Our next song coming up is coming from Dottie Peoples, and it's entitled Don't Go Through No Changes.
Get up on your feet.
Help me quiet. Don't go through no changes about your situation. God is
must, but it's a choice. You must first listen to his voice. When God says right and you turn left, you better listen before you take your last breath. See, that's the way that's right unto a man, but it's wrong if it's not in God's plan. See, there is a place in eternity not made by hands for you and me. To those that are bound, Christ will make you free to be in Jesus Christ who you want to be. See, Christ has given us the victory throughout his word. He has made us free, always in prayer, standing in the gap, changed by the Lord God. It's just a snap. See, the Lord is my shepherd, shall not want. He leading me through the quiet storm. In a cold night, he'll keep me warm. Praise be to God, because I'm reborn. Always being led by the Holy Ghost. Then Satan's trying to bring me down. But see, Christ is all I need, from least to most. Because with his joy, there is no ground. Everybody, just wave your hands in the air. And wave them like it just don't care. And if you came it down for Jesus Christ, everybody say, oh yeah.
Sometimes you come down. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Thank you. and my brothers, we found ourselves in the day. Tears running down our face. What will we do? Well, here we go. We didn't have options to a hurt the soul. But look at us standing here today. Every family, God will make way.
Mine. It is 34 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us on this Sunday morning praise with Kel. Our next song coming up is coming from Denitria Champ, and it's entitled Go Through It.
Whatever he allows,
hold on.
Yeah. about a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, he's supposed to be a man of the cloth. See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong, but I'll pick you up and dust you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, my soul, yeah. It was God, yeah, that didn't give up. Listen, now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else, oh, and take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God is not like man. When you're done wrong, he will pick you up, put you back where you belong.
Dedicated to a really good friend of mine. His name is Corey Hampton, who passed on October 1st, 2007, the same day as my father's birthday. This one's for you.
Say what you mean, mean what you say. Learn to express the way you feel, don't tell. Talk to your loved ones, talk to your friends. We don't have long on this planet to make amends. It's not that deep. Apologize. Thankful
It is 8 minutes before the hour. Let the county thank everyone for joining this morning. Our next song coming up is coming from the Mississippi Mass Choir, and it's entitled "He Can Fix What Is Broke."
drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this, girl, with a lot of emotion. One.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I done, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is cold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I'm on?
He knows.
We can
a hand on me.
Mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
My problems have
Can I get a witness in here?
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up. God's mercy kept me. Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. That was a good, great song from Kurt Carr entitled Almost Let Go. It is 16 minutes after the hour. You are tuned to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. Our next song coming up is coming from Luther Barnes and the Red Bud Choir, and it's entitled I'm Still Holding On.
said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way. And I'm growing more and more each day. There were many that started out with me, but now they've gone astray. But I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to his hand. You see, when I was young, I'm out here to stay.
need to tell you, you may not know this. Just a few months ago, in the midst of everything else I went through, the devil attacked my body with cold and cancer. But I stood on the word, Isaiah 53 and 5. He was wounded for my transgression.
Oh Lord.
He was bruised for my iniquity. And with his stripes, I'm healed. And I'm a living witness. I got double for my trouble. Katrina couldn't stop it. My body is healed of cancer. I'm standing.
cross our minds, and how to conquer them we cannot find. But somehow we find the peace that surpasses all our understanding. We search in order to get in the
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is 22 minutes before the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us on this special two-hour spiritual gospel music praise this morning. I'd like to express the thankful for everyone for supporting the network in our promotion of complete equality for our LGBT community, and as we go on each day on our daily episodes. Thank you, everyone, for joining us and supporting us on that effort. We ask that you and I text and drive. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Kirk Franklin, and it's entitled "The Storm Is Over Now."
Help me say,
no more cloudy days.
There You are healed, carried on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find. Then you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody.
You didn't.